Whether it's trafficking of illegal drugs or arms or people, organized crime is on the rise in West Africa and in the Sahel region and must be stopped, according to Togo's president, Faure Assozimna Nasingbe, who says peace and security in the region, already hard hit by conflict, strife and food shortages, is at stake.
Transnational organized crime is a source of major concern for the countries of West Africa and the Sahel. It is a major obstacle to development of the economies of our states, to the degree that security issues mobilize major intellectual, human, and financial resources, which should have been invested in development.
One of the main illegal activities is drugs. The head of the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, Yuri Fedotov, says for these criminals, West Africa represents the shortest and most cost-effective channel for trafficking of drugs, especially cocaine, to Europe.
The West African transit route feeds the European cocaine market, which in recent years grew fourfold, reaching an amount almost equal to the U.S. market. We estimate that cocaine trafficking in West and Central Africa generates some $800 million annually.
That's more than the gross domestic product of some of the West African and Sahel region nations. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says additional resources and funding, along with continued political commitment, is needed to fight the criminal activity, which could end up including terrorist organizations.
Terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have begun to form alliances with the drug traffickers and other criminal syndicates. Such alliances have the potential to further destabilize the region and reverse a hard-won democratic and peace-building achievements.
Ban says the UN has already begun to build transitional crime units, but it's merely the beginning of what must be done. Nasingbe warns if not, there could be dire circumstances.
A lack of coordinated action could lead to violence and the destruction of the hard-earned gains of recent years. This is also the price of the development of our countries.
Nasingbe wants to form an international contact group on organized transnational crime, and Ban Ki-moon suggests a regional summit of Gulf of Guinea heads of state to be convened as early as possible. Julie Walker, United Nations.